Well, my name's Kelly Turkington, and I'm a plant pathologist with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada in Lacombe, Alberta. And my main focus there is working with agronomists and weed scientists as far as integrated crop and pest management research. And then we do a lot of work with some of the Western Canadian breeding programs for barley. So the program in Lacombe with Alberta Ag, program at the University of Saskatchewan, and the program at Ag Canada in Brandon.
And what makes you do what you do? What made you get into this vocation, and why do you continue to do it?
Well, you know, if I go back to when I was in high school, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. My dad farmed in the St. Brieux area of Saskatchewan, and at that time it was the sort of early to mid-80s, pretty tough time. Our farm wasn't large, so I discussed it with my father, and I thought, well, you know, I'm interested in agriculture, so I enrolled in the ag program at the University of Saskatchewan, and based, you know, on input from my dad and some other people that I sort of looked up to that farmed with or farmed in the area that my dad did, decided to go into agriculture, focused on that, and then had some excellent mentors. Probably the key one was Professor Robin Morrell at the University of Saskatchewan. Took his plant pathology course. Really enjoyed it. Did okay in the course, and then took a summer student position with Ag Canada for 1 year, and then the subsequent summer with Robin Morrell, and the opportunity came up to enroll in a master's program working on Sclerotinia and canola, and continued on into a PhD program, again working on Sclerotinia and canola, and then through some postdocs in Ottawa and then Beaver Lodge, I met George Clayton, who was, again, probably one of the other key mentors that I had in terms of sort of integrated crop management, working as a team in terms of dealing with cropping issues and opportunities, and the switch at that time from conservation tillage, or conventional tillage, I should say, to conservation tillage, and an opportunity came up in Lacombe. Took that, worked with the province for a couple of years, and then George Clayton moved down from Beaver Lodge to Lacombe, and I really enjoyed working with George and the team that he was assembling, including Neil Harker. So that got me involved in the job that I'm currently in now.
The Oats and Barley Committee, can you give us a snapshot of what's new this year, what's exciting for you, how many lines you're looking at?
At this meeting, we're looking at about 8 oat lines that are being proposed for registration, and approximately 6 barley lines that are being proposed for registration.
Do any stand out this year that could be potential game changers or anything like that?
You know, I think we continue to see improvements in terms of fusarium head blight resistance, and both the Oat and Barley Committee tend to focus a bit more on deoxynivalenol contamination, or DON levels, which is a key issue in small grain cereal production when you have fusarium head blight development. So some of the things actually look really quite good. They haven't quite eliminated the problem, but we're continuing in an incremental improvement in terms of resistance and reduction in things like DON. So I think for producers, that's should be pretty exciting. I think we've got some good lines that have actually quite good packages for disease resistance, and that's my area of expertise, so I tend to focus more on that, but I'm sure some of them also have excellent yield potential and other agronomic attributes, and certainly the quality evaluation team will be looking at oat quality, and certainly the main focus on the barley side of things is malting quality. Well, I think in terms of value creation, ultimately it will be the farming community and industry, the end users, that will largely drive that. You know, they'll be indicating what quality aspects they're interested in, perhaps new markets or opportunities in terms of end use for oat and barley. So as a committee, whether it's the quality people, the breeders, who tend to be sort of the center, sort of assembling a team of quality people and pathologists, that we'll need to respond to those signals in terms of value creation. So if the market and farmers decide that or particular areas that they see as an opportunity long term. The breeders certainly will need to start looking at that and assembling varieties that meet the quality characteristics that are needed, and certainly from the disease perspective, having a good disease package that address some of the key disease issues that we have. Unfortunately, over the last several years, we've continued to see a westward movement of Fusarium head blight caused by Fusarium graminearum, so that's causing issues more in the westerly region of the prairies. So that's certainly a challenge, I think, long term in terms of cropping choices for producers. If they can't adequately manage that issue in terms of small grain cereal production and meet market demands for whether it's food or feed or ingredients that go into malting or distilling, in terms of they may unfortunately look at other cropping options. So that's certainly, I think, a concern long term that we need to continue in terms of variety development and improving the levels of resistance to things like Fusarium head blight and reducing the levels of DON contamination. At the same time, also looking at cropping practices. So what agronomic practices, what pest management practices producers can use to try and manage that issue. Because if you look at something like Fusarium, it's a complex issue. It requires an integrated approach. So you need to look at using the best genetics possible. You combine that with things like extending the rotational interval between susceptible crops, and then looking at tweaking your fungicide program in terms of managing that issue. So it's going to take an integrated approach to, I think, deal with that problem. But, you look at the breeders and their focus and their activity, the plant pathologists and farmers and industry and producer groups, I think they're all focused on moving forward and developing strategies to deal with things like Fusarium head blight. You know, we need to look at signals from the farm community, farmers, and industry in terms of where they want things to head and the focus that they want to have. Certainly, from my perspective as a pathologist, I see the value in making sure that varieties that we approve and release have as good a disease package as possible, because that helps to manage these disease issues, provides producers with peace of mind, helps them to cut input costs and so on. But, I think as we move forward, I think the committees will be looking at some of the signals we're getting from government, from industry, from the farm community, and responding to those in terms of the direction that we head and perhaps the types of varieties that we'll be evaluating and approving.